November 29th marked the 50th anniversary of the first time a black school and white school faced off on the college football field. The matchup featured Florida A&M University beating the University of Tampa. FAMU history professor Janella McLeod is working on a documentary about that FAMU team's legendary football coach, Jake Gaither. I'm Lynn Hatter, and I spoke with McLeod about her project. What inspired you to do a documentary on Jake Gaither?
What I wanted to do was restore him to current sports memory where he belongs. And he's someone's name who should never fade. And outside of the FAMU universe, we want to make sure that people know who Coach Gaither was, what his impact was. And he just is such a presence that people who knew of him or know of him, it sticks with them. And so I felt that bringing it to television and hopefully the goal eventually is to do a feature film on him is only the right thing to do.
Who was Jake Gaither? We often talk about him here in Tallahassee, but as you mentioned, his legacy has sort of gone out of the national conversation around sports in general. Who was he? What did he contribute?
Coach Gaither's main impact was the development and the nurturing of the young men who played for him. Now, when it comes to coaching, Coach Gaither is the plumb line. He was the plumb line for what an impactful and successful coach was. And so he was the winningest coach of his time. And this is during the era of Willie Hayes and Bear Bryant. And he had the leading record, having reached the 200th victory before any of them. And so he was just this astute coach who really knew the game of football, one that he taught himself. And through that football, he showed the dominance of the ability, the sportsmanship, and he put FAMU on the map. So Coach Gaither's time on that university's campus is known as the Gaither era. And FAMU, we won all kinds of national championships. He gets inducted into the NFL Foundation Hall of Fame. I mean, he was just the best coach of his era, at least one of them. The Rattlers are going to tell you he was the best. But, you know, with we had Eddie Robinson and Grambling. And, I mean, all of them are in that same cohort. And so that's one of his other legacies. And the last one is, which is what my documentary is focusing on, is the humanitarian and how he was able to shape people's consciousness during a very tumultuous time of our history, the civil rights era, to get them to change their ideals about African Americans.
Fast forward to 1969, there's a showdown on a football field in Tampa. Florida A&M University goes to play the University of Tampa in Tampa, and HBCU is going to, for the first time, play a predominantly white school. How did that game come about, and how did it change the course of conversations outside of athletics?
The way this happens is Coach Gaither had been coaching at FAMU. He came in 1938. He started being the football coach in 45, I think it is. And like I said, FAMU was just dominating. And he just really built a machine that was the model for athletic success when it came to coaching and football at the college. And the coaches that were a part of his team were incredible. When we're talking about Coach Pete Griffin and Bobby Lang and Mungin and all of this, the team that he surrounded himself around. So FAMU just had the best leaders. We recruited the best recruits. And so it was a no-brainer that it was going to be a top-of-the-line athletic program. So Gaither is 25 years in, and he's saying, it's time to wrap it up. I'm getting ready to retire. And all of that political favor or influence that he had curried over his time just by being a good human being, he never cashed in on it for himself. He would use it to try and help his student athletes during the civil rights movement when those students were being arrested and down there in the courtrooms, and the instruction was for professors to not go down there on those picket lines with those students. Gaither was in that courtroom supporting those kids, so they knew that there was an adult that cared about them, and many of them were his football players. So he would use his influence to try and help them, their legal situation. So when he's getting ready to leave, he finally decides, well, there is something I want before I retire. And what he wanted was the chance to play a white university, to prove to America that a black college football team could beat a white college football team, and to show that he was a good coach, not a good black coach, but a good coach. And that if he pit his team with any other team, if they only had the opportunity to do so, that FAMU would win. Was he trying to make a statement about social equality? Not on the front end, but the subconscious end, to say, this is how I can contribute to tearing down these negative stereotypes about African Americans, because FAMU knew it was a superior team. So he had, for 2 years, he lobbied the State Board of Control at the time, which later turns to the Board of Regents, which today is the Board of Governors. And he lobbied for 2 years to get permission to play a white university, because he had to do that. That's just the nature of the times we were in. No one would touch it. FSU wouldn't play him. University of Florida wouldn't play him. Because as I interviewed Coach Kersey, Fran Kersey, who was the University of Tampa coach, he said no one wanted to play him because they didn't want to take a chance of being beat. And so, and if FAMU wins, socially, it's going to turn this ideal on its head of black inferiority, white superiority in all things. And it's going to chip away at it, cut it right down at its knees. So for 2 years, he tried to get this game going. Finally, Fran Kersey, who is a Northern transplant to the South, he's recruited to the University of Tampa, which is a private school. And he and Gaither know each other through coaching clinics. They, you know, coaches travel all over the country, and that's how they learn their techniques and develop and work with their colleagues. And so Fran Kersey wants to build his football team. And he's of the mindset, I need the best players. I don't care if they're black. I don't care if they're white. We need to win. And so he goes to Gaither and he tells him, I want to play you. I think he got wind of what Gaither was trying to do. And he said, I'll play you. And so long story short, Gaither says, okay, let's do it. There's some other nuances that you can learn about in the book that I was telling you about, Agile, Mobile, Hostile, the biography of Alonzo S. J. Gaither. It was written by Professor Roosevelt Wilson, my beloved prof. And they end up playing that game in Tampa. And one of the reasons it happened is because Kersey did not subscribe to the same segregationist ideals that was prevalent of the time in the South. Also, the University of Tampa was a private school, so he didn't have to get the permission and go through those same type of bureaucratic measures to play. And Gaither had a good friend in Moses White, who was the Tampa, he was Mr. Tampa, he was an African-American businessman who was able to help him raise the money to make the game happen in Tampa. So there are a lot of pieces that come together. And when they play that game, it is just such a landmark and historic event that people could feel it when it was happening. And there are many people today who remember being at that game. Some of them might have been 10 years old, but they feel like that's a pivotal moment of their memory as a child. And many of the people who played for Gaither, you know, and the ones on Tampa side, it's something that lasted with them.
What's next for your documentary? Where are you in the process of creating it, and what more do you have to do?
Okay, so the documentary's title is Changing the Game, The Jake Gaither Story. But the documentary tells his whole story from birth until retirement. Until death. So we are 9 interviews in, and I mean, we've interviewed some wonderful people. Like I said, Coach Fran Kersey, who was the coach of the University of Tampa. And when I found out about him, I'm like, he must be 109 years old. What? Because Gaither would have been 100 this year. But Gaither was an older coach. Kersey was like 24 years younger than him. And so I was glad to grab that interview. We've got Jim Delgazzo, who was the quarterback for the University of Tampa. Stephen Scruggs, who was the quarterback for Florida A&M University. We've talked to a historian in Tampa, Mr. Fred Hearns, who was there and covered that story. I mean, we've got some great people. George Godfather Thompson, who was Coach Gaither's personal
body man, his assistant, his friend, his driver. And so we've got all these wonderful things. So we're more than halfway through with the interviews. So we've got a few more interviews to go. We've got some footage and things, some rights that we've got to get to use. And so we have to raise $250,000 to get this finished.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because it's a lot of travel involved. There's equipment that we need. There are consultants that we have to pay because we want this to be a top-of-the-line production.
And who's we?
I'm serving as the director and producer and writer. And the other members of my team, Sean Woods, he is a Florida A&M University graduate, and he owns SW Media, and his cinematography is just absolutely incredible, and he's out of Tampa. Then we have Gerald Tooks, who's a local videographer here, and he does the aerial photography, so we're going to do some reenactment in this documentary, and so that's going to come in very handy. Our historical consultant, and she's co-writer, is Dr. E. Merle Dawson at Florida A&M University. We all know her from the Black Archives, and that's just my right-hand partner. I mean, I can't do anything like this without Dr. Dawson, who was a professor, then later turned friend, then family. We're just very close. And we've got some wonderful consultants in Professor Kenneth Jones of the School of Journalism and Graphic Communication at FAMU, and he's walking me through this film and distribution process. And then for our PR, marketing, and branding, one of the consultants is Professor Gina Kinchlow. She's in the School of Business and Industry. She owns Kinchlow & Company, and she does a lot of work here with the chamber, with the Big Ben Minority Chamber here in Tallahassee. And so this team, it's small, but it's powerful because we all operate at a standard of excellence, okay? And when we're dealing with a story about Coach Gaither, you cannot come but with your excellence. And so right now, we have our website. We launched our website, jakegaitherstory.com. And all of the information is on there about the documentary. There's a trailer there and some historical information about Coach Gaither and the game, the University of Tampa game. We launched that on November 29th this year, which was the 50th anniversary of the historic game between FAMU and Tampa. And a part of that website, to help us reach that $250,000 goal, we have a $50,000 crowdfunding campaign. I am being honest with you, Lynn. I am not that person who likes to ask people for money. That's just not in me. So when I tell you I'm outside of my comfort zone with this fundraising thing, I am not kidding. And so, but it has to be done in order for it to get done. And people just convinced me there are a lot of folk who will support you. You've taught a lot of people. You've done a lot in the community. You have this story in your heart and this passion project. You're a good caretaker of this story. And they said, give people an opportunity to support you. So that's what I'm doing. And so that fundraising campaign, the smallest donation you can give from $2 all the way up until the whole $250,000 if you want to get it. But it is all going toward operations and expenses associated with this documentary. And so, you know, if people want to give, we have an Indiegogo campaign. That link is also on that website. And so, you know, we'd appreciate any of your support. And if you can't give a dime, you can give your support and you can give your time by just sharing the story, telling people about the documentary that's being produced, asking them to go to our website and our Indiegogo campaign so they can support us. But just share the story and share it through social media. If you see it in your timeline, share it with your close circle or the people that you know would be interested in seeing this story told about Coach Gaither. Someone asked, why has this not been done? Because it's an obvious story to tell. Right. And there are books about him. But why hasn't it been done at this larger level? And the state of Florida did do a beautiful documentary on him in 1987, which is where we're using some of that information. But I guess the world was just waiting on me. So here I am. And I've been working on it for about 2 years. And like I said, I got interested in it about 10 years ago. But at some point, if it was going to happen, I just had to get up and take the steps to make it happen. And those steps were asking people, would you mind shooting this interview for me? Or would you mind, you know, allowing us to shoot at your home. I mean, really asking for favors and using my own personal money and savings and that kind of thing. But I've hit a point where to get it finished, we're going to have to raise that money.
Professor McLeod, thank you so much for joining me here today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you for having me. And I appreciate you as well, Ms. Hatcher.
Thank you.